for the people, for the purpose. Patience is a podcast. It's like heaven doesn't want me and hell won't let me in. I heard that twice. Didn't hit me until the second time I heard it. I was training this morning and I listened to Five Finger Death Punch, and that was a line in the song. It's like heaven doesn't want me and hell won't let me in. I heard that a couple of weeks ago too, and it didn't hit me. So like I said this morning, I was, talking to someone that I see on occasion, as I walk to work. He's a little down on his luck, and, unfortunately, he's a drug addict. And I see him as I walk up the street, or I see him at my job. I work kind of close to my job, so sort of in the same neighborhood, kind of. I seen him and he was like, man, I wish I had it together like you. And I was like, well, what makes you think I got it together? He was like, I see you go to work every day. You're willing to help me out. You're willing to help other people out. He was like, I wish I had it together, man. I don't want to be out here like this. Like, he was like, when I had good days, I'm able to smile. I'm able to come up on more than a dollar or two. It's like the programs let me in. I'm able to luck up on a place to stay for a couple of days, and again, I'm out. Something always pop up. And he put it to me like, who want me, man? Have you ever had that feeling that nobody wants you? Not heaven, not hell. You just stuck in the middle. Your family don't want nothing to do with you. They pull guns on you when you come around. Because they know you. You can't change. You won't change. So the only choice you got is to live for yourself. And unfortunately, living for yourself when you have nothing means you have nowhere to start and nowhere to end. I'm looking at this man, and like I said, even though you see a drug addict, it was like, man, I got more sense than a lot of people I know with millions. A lot of people out here driving in nice cars, living in all of these big homes. He's like, man, I got more sense than them. I can't let it go. Like I said, I'm listening to this, and every word is hitting me. He's like, man, I can't let this go. He's like, because that feeling means more than money. That feeling means more than sex. That feeling means more than anything, man. It's like, sometimes I feel like I'm high forever, man. And I don't want to come down. He was like, how can you compete? How can you put, a regular life up against something to make you feel that good? Then again, he was like, when I can't find nothing, when I ain't. Like, I feel low. I feel like end in law, but it's like, he was like, I can't even kill myself right. I'm just taking it all in as we walking, and he was like, dude, like I said, man, I got more sense than so many people that I know. But I just can't put all my pieces together. You know, one day I will. He was like, what if I don't? He was like, what if I don't? What if I keep popping up at your job asking you to buy me peanut butter pretzels and shit? What if I keep doing this? He's like, how long are you going to buy me those pretzels? And he's looking at me and he laughed. And I couldn't say nothing. You know, I'm just looking at this man. Every time I see this man, you know, I try to tell him something. Hopefully he hear it. Well, let me rephrase. He does hear. He does hear because he repeats it. He was like, man, I hate you seeing me digging in trash cans and selling clothes out of donation bins and shit. He's like, what else? What would you have me do? And he's like, what can I do? He was like, I ain't got the heart to rob nobody. He said, I don't lack the heart to rob, is what he said. I don't lack the heart. I don't lack the heart to kill. But as much as I want him to listen to me, as much as I want him to listen to me, hear me, take my words, take my kindness and sort of start building his life. I'm listening to his words. I'm using his strength. I sort of feel like I was taking the only thing that he had. I felt guilty for that. I felt guilty for saying like, oh man. I felt guilty for listening, so to speak, if that sounds right. Just hear me out. I felt guilty for listening because I was learning. I was being taught. I was taking the only thing that this man had. A lot of those conversations I don't record. Well, pretty much all of them I don't record because, you know, a lot of people that I talk to don't want to be recorded. And I understand that code. That's why a lot of these stories I'll make names, you know, because I understand that code. That's why I feel more comfortable out here. I feel more comfortable doing the podcast in the element in this environment than I would sitting at home, comfortable. That way I can't be as direct. I can't be as straightforward. Even though I just said the same thing. But you know what I mean. Can't be as blunt, basically. I lose me. And even though I feel I'm better equipped being home to record a podcast, you know, for the sake of, you know, what you hear and what I can block out. But I've been told time and time again, it gives it that sense of unpredictability that you just don't get with anything else. And, you know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but you know, I've listened and I've watched how other people move. And I mean, yeah, they may give you much, much better quality than I'm giving you. They got a longer vocabulary, you know, but I don't feel the sincerity in most of, you know, you can find the holes in a lot of people's stories. You can find a lot of holes in a lot of people. A lot of them run from that. I don't run from anything. And I had a talk with a friend a couple of days ago, and he was afraid. And, you know, he was asking me, was I afraid of anything that I might say come back to family, or, you know, with anything that I might say with my wife, would she be mad or upset? And I was like, I wouldn't be me if I was afraid of what people think. And I got the blessing from my wife to just be me. You know, regardless of what we go through, I mean, we have our struggles and troubles just like everybody else. But that doesn't mean I gotta hide who I am on this podcast. That's why, you know, he told me, he's like, man, that's why I don't say nothing around you. You know, I don't do that. I don't mislead anybody. Have conversations with people. I only give the parts that I get something from. You know, I don't run out here. Just try to have random conversations with everybody I meet or record everything that's being told to me. Don't do it. But circle on back to the story I was trying to tell. That man telling me all of that, you know, like I said, I felt I was taking the only thing he had and, you know, I had to tell him that. I couldn't really tell him anything because I was too busy listening, too busy taking in everything he was saying. He was like, man, I just want to have two good days in a row. Like, man, how crazy does that shit sound? I want to have two good days. He's like, you probably have more than that, don't you? And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I mean, like, I can't even say we're in the same boat. Can't stay there. I can't look at these people and understand. I can't say that no more. I can't say I understand. Because I don't. I was told that too. I was told that recently by somebody I helped out in the store. He was like, man, you know what we're going through, but you don't understand it. He was like, you wouldn't be out here like this. And I was thinking, I'm like, a lot of people are just one bad decision away from just something they can't come back with. I mean, but if you really look at what you have in your life, you fight like hell to keep it. You know, I felt bad a couple of days ago because of everybody that I didn't have in my life. Sitting up talking to my wife about it, talking to my moms about it. She's like, I don't feel bad about people that don't come around you, or, you know, because you don't live the same life. It's like, that don't mean that you're trying to be better than or think you're better than. It's like, just stay on the path that you're on. It's like, you're not being punished for who you are. You're not being punished. It's like, not everybody is going to try to walk in the light. Not everybody is going to try to walk toward something. Most people are comfortable standing still because that means they ain't got to work as hard. It's like I'm kind of, I'm not, and I realize I'm not stuck in the middle. You know, I'm not doing bad. Just like I'm pretty sure you are in your life, you're not doing bad, but there's still moments. There's still moments, whether you male or female, young or old. There's still moments where it's like, you having a bad day, or I'm in a rut or something like that. I may be in a place or a job that I don't want to be. But you make the best of it, though, don't you? Sure you do. You make the best of it. You make the best of it. You still find ways to smile. You still find ways to be you. You know, I was stuck. I was struggling with that hard these last couple of weeks, y'all. I mean, I know I'm not a bad person. But you know why? I was even struggling with like asking myself, what's wrong with me? Why don't nobody want to come around, you know? It's because of what I don't do, you know? Don't drink, don't smoke. Rather read, work out. Stuff like that. I mean, I got a few friends who live that life, but you know, we too busy working to be around each other as often as we like to. But, you know, it was told to me, it's like, you know, look at what you're not into, look at what doesn't happen. You know, it was told that. No, you've been protected in a way. I've been told that quite a few times. But you've been protected. And I always thought it was because of something I was destined. It was a cat running around a tree to get away from me. But I always thought I was projected to be something. You know, I thought something was happening. I always thought it was athletically I was gonna be something. You know, I remember I told that story that I knew I was gonna be heard. I knew I was gonna be felt. I just thought it was athletic, you know, I wanted to be a football player. I tried multiple times to sneak my way into whoever league, but it just didn't pan out. And I tried to dip in the music like a lot of other people. I tried dipping into acting. I even tried dipping into modeling. Nothing fit. The only thing that seemed to fit is just me being a regular person that just in life, you know. Not really with a, not a real goal or nothing set. Just make sure that everybody around me is in a focus, motivated, in a good mood, not down, knowing they can get through anything. You know, I've been told, you know, the best way to control the room is keep everybody smiling, keep everybody's energy up. You know, so. Later on in my life, you know, at 17 or whatever, after I got out of my fuck the world phase, you know, I tried to be more of a beacon, be more of a light for people. You know, it's working, I shall say. But like I haven't felt I haven't had the dream, or I haven't had the feeling that I was on to something, that things were about to just expand. I never thought about the podcast being bigger than it is. But it's getting there. You know, that's why I'm trying to get back on schedule with, you know, Don't Miss Monday. I'm trying to come up with more segments and actually settle more guests in and have more things to talk about other than what I see. You know, I'm trying to study more so I can give better insights on things. Maybe those, you know, if I continue to work and those things will manifest. I know they will if I continue to work. It's just continuing to have that ambition. Just keep moving forward. You know, not letting life beat me down, but like I said, like I constantly say, you know, we got to stay prepared because we don't know. We don't know. I mean, I've been through some things these past couple of weeks that really got me down. Some things that happened these past couple of weeks that have really hit me. And the only way I've gotten through them is, you know, having solid people around me and having the ambition and the ability to know that I can overcome. And that's exactly what I've done. That's exactly what I've been doing. You know, that's the message. That's the message that I hope to continue to get out. Is that you can overcome, is that you can, you know, to borrow someone else's phrase, you can become. You know. You're always one moment away, one day away, one email away, one DM away. You know, your life changes. You just gotta be prepared for it. A lot of people don't believe that, but I mean, look at all the stories. Look at all the successful people, or not even successful people, because a lot of people look at success as just financial, and that's not necessarily true a lot of the time. Success is just being comfortable. Success is being comfortable in life. That's just my opinion. You know, a lot of people still view success as the possessions you have and what you're able to buy. You know, I look at success as what you're able to do. What you're able to do through all the circumstances and all the shit that we got stacked against us in society, you're still able to do. You can still be successful. You can still live a life that you're comfortable and you're happy with. I firmly believe that to be true. Firmly. You know, that's just my opinion. But I mean, you know, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. We'll stumble, true. True, we're gonna stumble. But we rise. We rise. You know, all we try to do is have more good days than bad anyway. That's everybody in life. That's everybody. Everybody. Try to have more good days than bad days. Just, if all it is, life is just moments anyway. You know, the shit we want to last forever doesn't. So that's why we try to stay the course and hopefully stay on that path, even though it'll go every way in the world at times, but you know. I try to hold on to it as much as we can, realizing that, yeah, we gotta let it go from time to time. You know, good moments always come back. They always come back. A friend of mine I had ran into, I haven't seen him since we was in our fuck the world days. he looked at me, he was like, man, we got longevity, man. He was like, we can remember things that happened 30 years ago and remember when we didn't give a fuck, didn't care. Thought we was gonna be this way forever, thought we was gonna look at life this way forever. Look at us now. Look at us now. At that moment, I stopped wishing things were different and happy with the way that they are. At least living in the moment. Like I said, that's all it is. Life is just full of moments, good and bad. It's what you do with either or. Let's continue to have good moments, y'all. Patience is a prize.